I plan on, I mean, if I have to, I can level that back part of that property off. I mean, I can pretty much level it and make it to where it's not a slope or anything like that. So.
Any other questions for?
Well, I had the same concern you had, Howard, with the concept. I like the barbecue truck, that type of thing, but location is, to me, it does not fit this area. I mean, you've got a piece of property that has over a 25-foot drop within 90 feet, and that's going to take quite a bit of fill just to make a usable spot up there on the front of the property.
Right, and I was planning on I could put like a deck. That's what I was thinking. Like, have the truck right here and the deck over it, to where it's not like, you know, people are going to be parking back there. It's not going to be bad or anything, to where it pretty much help.
You already own a truck?
I mean, I'm in the process of owning a food truck and redoing it but not full on. I haven't really redone or anything. I wanted to get the property planned and figured it out first. It was like the first step I took on doing it. So
this appears to be a residential neighborhood, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And down below, is that a home down below it?
Yes, that's a single family home.
That's off of Honey, isn't it, Scott?
I think you're right.
Who would dictate the parking, how much parking you have to have, something like this? Because all of a sudden you're all parking on the street, you know, you happen to have a big crowd, that's what you want, right?
Yeah, but I can make
how much parking, well, to dictate that?
We don't have regulations for food trucks that's spelled out. So that might be something you guys need to talk about if you make a motion to approve, is that he has X amount of parking spots available. Because it'll be in and out. But he does plan on having decks for them to sit and eat at.
I don't think we need to be specific on how much parking he's got. We just need to be specific on you can't park on the right way.
Right.
Yes.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. But I mean, it's not a real big area.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen if it's not enforced or something specified on it. They're going to be parking on the right of way.
Yeah.
But I can have a specific, like, sign that says parking this way.
Yeah.
I can clear a big spot because, I mean, there's still trees on the property, you know, so, I mean, it's not fully, you know, cleared out or anything, but I can get it cleared out and make space for parking.
I think the biggest hurdle would be to get clearance from the electric company to be having a truck under their line. It may not be mobile, but...
Right, but I mean, if it doesn't have to be on the left-hand side, I could put the truck on the right side to where there isn't lines over it and then put the parking to the left, whichever will be better. Because, I mean, I could move the food truck any which way.
I think that's Liberty.
They're going to have so much easement. I mean, you'd have to.
I believe that's Liberty Utilities there.
And they go back and forth so much there. Part of it's White River.
Yeah, I know part of it, but yeah. I've worked over there a lot. I could be wrong, but I think that's Liberty.
Well, and that power line run north and south along that east.
From north and south and east of both ways.
Both ways.
There's one that goes east and west at a diagonal on the south side of the parcel, and all the front north-south is a power line. Okay. So he's got an easement along the front and most of the south.
So you're saying electrical won't be a problem, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's stop and see if we've got anybody in the... Have we?
There's
we haven't
the power
made this
lines.
One the public
Mr.
yet.
Mr. Hayes, there's the power lines.
Yes.
Do what?
We haven't
Chairman?
Moved this to the public
nope,
yet.
Nope, you
right?
need to move it to public hearing.
Do we have enough information? Everyone feel comfortable to move forward with the public hearing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So So with all the information that's out there, why don't we see who's in the audience that's either for or against the application? Do we have anyone that's signed up that wants to speak on behalf of the application? Do you want anything you want to add, or?
Well, I'm actually just a friend of his, and I'm actually his neighbor down on Honey Lane.
Here, do you mind just popping up to the podium? And your name is?
My name is Michael Tibbetts.
Okay, thank you.
I am his neighbor down on Honey Lane, and we both grew up in this area. So I would just come to speak on his behalf. Now, of course, he's got to figure out the easements and stuff on the property and how to level it out. But if he could get it up and running, I do believe it would actually help the community. Because a lot of the kids, when we was growing up down there, we didn't have no place to go and grab a snack or nothing like that. And when we're up there, I still see all these kids walking around. They'd have a place, safe place to hang out, you know, not even have to worry about parking. It's walking distance. Now, I understand the parking thing, too, so.
Yeah.
But I was just speaking on his behalf, trying to help the guy out, because I think it'd actually be a good idea for the neighborhood.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming out to say that. Do you both live out in this neighborhood still?
I will be. I actually got to come talk to y'all at a different time. I'm getting a house on the property I just bought out there. So, but that's another story.
Okay. So do we have anyone that's wanting to speak in opposition to the application or find more information? That signed up? Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. My name's Darren Anstead. If you pull up the property a little bit bigger, if you could, please. Right there where Lavender Lane is, that brown house right below it, that is my house. Just for a point of reference of when I'm talking. My name is Darren Anstead. I live at 337 Sundown Lane. I'd first like to thank you for taking time to listen to my concerns over the proposed food truck parking. I'd like to first ask as a matter of clarification if the proposed property will be zoned commercial and how much of an increase in traffic is expected. I'm not sure if anything's been done on that, so I thought I would ask. My second matter of clarification, I'd like to ask if the property is not being zoned commercial and only used for parking, what additional commercial vehicles in the future would be parked on the property? Because we were under the impression it was just to park it, like overnight or something. And thank you for clarifying those items. Here are my concerns. A proper study of the traffic increase and proposed effects on the road. Currently, Lavender Lane is partially paved, and Morning Glory is dirt with each road in need of repair as to the severity of cracked pavement, potholes, and manholes as high as 4 inches above grade. As a point of example, the roads have steadily, significantly degraded the past year due to the continued use of the roads from heavy equipment from the ongoing sewer project. Another point of note is the size of the road is for traffic. More specifically, you can barely get two vehicles down the roads unless they are mid-size or smaller. So when you're coming up Lavender, if you're in a standard-sized pickup truck, nobody can get past you. Yeah, you can't get two cars. My driveway is right there. So we have my driveway, and we have the lady above me. Her driveway is right there as well on Lavender. So I just want to make that a point of reference. What a reassurance does residents of Morning Glory, Sundown, and Lavender Lane have as to that other commercial zoning will not take place? Over the course of the past few years, more families with young children have moved into the area and use Morning Glory as a place to walk and ride bikes due to the low amount of traffic. It's really safe back there. You can walk. There's hardly any traffic, and it's just a nice place to be. On a more personal note, my wife and I bought our home 2 years ago, and we've started a $100,000 renovation on it. Our plan that is going forward is to be our forever home, and I plan on raising our 6 children there, with our youngest being 5. We bought the home for 2 reasons. One, we saw the property as an investment for our family, knowing that we could put in a significant investment into the property and increase the positive equity of the property. If commercial zoning takes place, the value of our home could decrease in value, increasing the risk of getting a return on our investment. Two, and most important to us, it's a quiet neighborhood with low traffic that is close to both Forsyth and Branson, making it a safe place to raise our children and grandchildren. Lastly, and I thank you for being patient, being here speaking in public to all of you has been very difficult for me. I have Asperger's, or better known as high-functioning autism. Even though I've learned to manage the condition allowing me to function in normal society, one symptom of my autism is that I struggle with sensory overload. Sensory overload happens when something around me overstimulates one or more of my senses. That could be a loud TV, a crowded room, etc. There's suddenly too, and that just means there's suddenly too much information coming in through my senses for my brain to process, and or a result of the stress of being overwhelmed throughout the day. The way I manage this overload is to be in a quiet, dark room with ambient noise to calm myself. Next to the reasons stated above about our children, this was perhaps the main reason we chose this neighborhood, was that it was not overstimulating. Having the possible increase in traffic noise and smell on a daily basis could be overwhelming, causing us to have to move again. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but I must look for not just my own, but my family's safety and health as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
So before you get to next, he had a couple of questions about if the parcel is zoned commercial, and no, it's a R1. This is a special use permit, which even the development guidance code, it didn't change zoning. Under the new zoning regulations, it wouldn't change zonings, but or zoning districts, so it's an R1
okay.
with a special use permit approval if it's approved.
Okay,
so
thank you.
The concern that you brought about other commercial property isn't really appropriate.
This one will not be considered a commercial property.
Right.
It will have a special use for, yeah, you're right, Tom. Yeah, spot on.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Robert Schweitzer, 660 Glory Road. I'm two lots over, due north.
Sure.
I've lived here for 15 years. It took a lot of fight to get this area cleaned up. Drug, you name it. Drug dealings, whatnot, have you. This house right here was the culprit of the whole issue. I and the neighborhood here had to call the cops all the time. People that lived in there were pushing drugs.
Do you want to come back over to the podium so we can...
And the people that were lived there were... The SWAT team was sent in to get them out. I think a food truck would be good if that would be their true intention. But there's been other developments, you know, that we've heard that this may not be the true intention. There is no way to park a food truck in there. There's just, you take five steps and you're straight down the embankment there. It would take a lot of fill for them to move their facility or their structure away from the power lines that go directly. You can almost jump up and touch them. They're so low to the ground. I'm concerned about the music. What are the business hours if they were approved for this? This is something that would have to be discussed, you know, brought out to the open and shared to the community that lived there before, you know, or what they would dictate at the hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next.
Good evening. My name is Pam Porter. I reside at 560 Morning Glory Road. If you'll pull that up, you'll actually see that my house is one of four houses that are actually on a dead end. Now, here's the problem with that. If they put that truck in there, Lavender comes down, and it'll wrap back around Morning Glory and come back out to Sundown one way, right? The other way, if somebody goes down to the dead end, you see how, can I step over
there
for just a second? Okay. So right here, it looks like there was a turnaround. And when this was originally planned, there was supposed to be a turnaround. But if you pull it up, make it a little bit bigger right here, you're going to see that there's actually a house here, right? So where that's supposed to be, down here at this turnaround, there's actually a carport. So, I own this house. This house we're in the current process of get taken possession of through the tax office.